Earlier today, car bombs killed at least 46 people in India's financial capital and wounded 150 others. The first bomb ripped through a congested bullion market. The second exploded minutes later near the city's most popular tourist attraction. India blames Islamic militants for the blast. Pakistan has publicly condemned the bombings as acts of terrorism. As of the moment, no one has claimed responsibility. Joining us now from his home in New Delhi, India, is Alex Perry. He's New Delhi bureau chief for Time magazine, and thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
What's the latest information on these bombings?
As you say, people have been watching the death toll all day, 46 and reaching 150 for the numbers of injured. What people are really looking for now is, as you say, is a claim of responsibility. Nobody has claimed, but the suspicions are that it's a group that has been carrying out a series of bomb attacks since last December. This is, in fact, will be the sixth and seventh bombs that have gone off in Bombay, which the previous ones, although were not nearly as big as this. This is perhaps why this has caused such alarm.
So this does not really come as much of a surprise.
I think the size of the bombs are a surprise. The death toll of 46 dwarfs the combined death toll of the previous five blasts, which was 17. But no, the there's been a sort of a swelling current of Muslim anger in India for over a year now, since the Gujarat riots. The Gujarat is a state in western India, where Hindus went on a sort of religious rampage, as a pogrom almost, and killed 2,000 Muslims. Since then, we've consistently been getting reports, and in fact have met the group that is most likely responsible for this, who say really that they've had enough, that they see no point in containing themselves within the Indian mainstream. And that their, violence really is the only way. This is their most deadly and culminating attack so far.
There was an archaeological report that was released today, at least to some people, that some people suspect may be linked to today's bombings. First of all, give us a little bit of background on this archaeological study. This is of a sacred site in northern India that's claimed by both Muslims and Hindus.
To outsiders, it seems like incredibly obscure, this dispute. But what it is really is there's a site in northern India which used to be, apparently, claim the Hindus, a Hindu temple dedicated to the god Ram, which was then razed to the ground and a mosque built on top when the Mughal emperors invaded in the 16th century. And this was sort of reinvented as a political controversy about 10 years ago, by the BJP party, which is a sort of Hindu nationalist party, which now actually runs the government in India. And ever since then has been a bone of fairly bloody and violent contention. Been the core dispute at the center of a number of violent Hindu-Muslim riots. Now, there was a report today released by an official report asked by a group of archaeologists who claim to have discovered the remains of a Hindu temple on this site. The mosque actually no longer exists. It was torn down in 92 by a Hindu mob. Generally, this is an issue that is definitely related to the Hindu-Muslim tension in India. Whether this is specifically related to this bomb blast, I doubt, simply because I doubt very much whether the people who carried out this attack had access to the report, before it was published.
Now, there is a move to reconstruct this, Hindu nationalists regard as this temple to Rama on this site. There's elections coming up in India, not too far away. This is just another flashpoint, isn't it?
The medium-term future doesn't look that good. There is a general election coming next year. That's traditionally a time when Hindu-Muslim relations become fairly tense, and politicians on the extremes of both sides tend to exploit these rising tensions, and the voices of moderation tend to get drowned out. So, certainly the contacts we have inside in the police, particularly Bombay police, are looking at what they see as a fairly dark few months coming up. They predicted, actually, when we spoke to them a few weeks ago, that something like this might happen, and I think they probably see more of the same coming.
Alex Perry, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
Alex Perry, New Delhi bureau chief for Time magazine. He joined us from his home there in New Delhi, India.